Hey, everybody, thank you so much for supporting us on our Patreon, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Couple of people we got to thank this month. Kicking it off, Justin.
Andrew Richardson.
Ashton Gebhard.
Brett Macris.
Curtis LaRock.
Demand Ryan.
Dan Snow.
Daniel Fuentes.
Dennis Scott.
Enrique.
Aaron Dorian.
Jeffrey Risher.
Howard Shapiro.
Hugo Sanchez.
Jason Kelly.
John George.
Jonathan Jong.
Joseph Kelly.
Joshua W. Broxson.
Kevin Kleinrock.
Kevin Scheller.
Lucas Inc.
Matt Fennell.
Michael Sturgeon.
Mitchell McDonald.
Omnia Soul Art.
Perry Talafaro.
Pretty close. Primetime Pauly G.
Rahadian Sastrowardio.
The 12 Banch.
Trevor Matthew.
Victor Perez.
W. Blaine.
Weens 234.
And of course, Zika's Viral Comics.
Thank you guys so much. We couldn't do the show without you. And now, on to the live show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our Man of the Bear with Boothman Prime.
Boothman Prime.
Wait, at Boothman Prime, are you up there with Boothman in training?
We are the Boothman Corps.
Oh, the Boothman
nice.
Corps.
Nice.
That
I like
is
it.
Awesome. So what kind of, what thing do you have to do to become a Boothman? Do you need will? Do you need fear? What do you need?
Audio technician, radioactive powers.
I would argue patience also.
Patience too.
Because you put up with a lot of from the hosts.
Yeah. Thank you, Boothman Corps, for boothing the show. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah,
we do. Checking.
Particularly for coming out on a national holiday.
Oh,
that
exactly.
is pretty huge.
National holiday?
National yeah. holiday. I know everybody's been home. They've been off work. They've been enjoying their time off. Of yep. course, I'm talking about the fact that the Riverdale Complete Season 2 hit on DVD. With 62
That's
deleted
right.
scenes.
62?
62?
62
That's
deleted
whole, more
scenes.
Than a whole episode.
How's everybody's day going? How many times have you all watched the deleted scenes?
How many times yeah. have you watched it?
So many.
I was up in Riverdale just paying homage.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Dealing at the statue of Jughead Jones?
Exactly. Finding the Betty that lives there.
Oh, man. That's
Veronica.
Creepy.
Yeah. Believe me, I did it. It's very creepy.
Yeah. They're awesome. Well, we do a Riverdale podcast called Riverdale After Dark. It's been on hiatus for a while, but I'm trying to get these guys to come back and do one more podcast.
I said I was out of the game. I'm not doing any more. One more podcast.
Come on. One more, and then we're out.
Have an opinion about even the deleted scene.
Every time
they were deleted for a reason.
I'm putting together a team. I need an explosive. Hot takes expert.
Okay, I'll take
an
it.
An enormous acrobat?
What? What?
I don't know. I was going to go with tiny acrobat, but you're not tiny, Pete.
Yeah, you. Verbal acrobat.
Verbal
which
acrobat.
Which Pete is known for.
Wow. That'd be much better. Should we do that, though? Should we do an extra bonus episode of
yeah,
our Riverdale podcast?
Why not?
All
There's,
right.
I've never met a podcast I wouldn't talk through. If you could find one for me, I dare you.
Speaking of which, I'm very excited to talk through this podcast that we have here live for you tonight. We have two great guests. They are the host of an awesome podcast, coincidentally, called Vacant Gazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Chris!
Yeah, welcome to the show, gentlemen!
Welcome!
Come
have
on,
a
out. Have a seat. Have
Hello.
A microphone.
Great. Oh, my God, your shoes. Yeah,
wow,
quick release shoes.
Flip sorry. On.
What
sorry,
a,
buddy.
So exciting. That's
getting
a power.
Already.
Yeah. Powerful handshake. What
yeah,
a power
my God,
play. Alex. Shook his shoe
I'm
off.
I'm glad you put it back on.
I feel like
on
I owe you a life debt now.
We have a policy here. No yeah, shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah. Well, I wore this shirt for Boothman Prime.
Oh, Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, respect.
I get it.
Matt, that's what you get for not learning how to tie your shoes.
And you never learned.
I was reading.
They also don't have laces, so it's yeah. cool. It's
I
fine.
Love
someday you got to try big boy shoes.
Yeah.
Let's
slam. Thanks, hey guys, thanks for coming. That's the
hey,
that's
right, guys. I'm show. Having a great time already. Yeah. I'll just say
thank
that.
You for coming to your roast.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Vacant Gazing. This is a great podcast. Talks about a lot of gaming stuff, a lot
yep.
of computer stuff. What's the pitch for the show? What's going on?
So we're a podcast that like basically, we'll take a fun, kind of ridiculous, hypothetical situation related to video games and then just riff and bullshit on that for a half hour or so. Yeah, so I'll give you an example. Like, we had an episode, the topic was, what do you think is the most delicious Pokemon?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
You can't deny that you have not thought about
it. Yeah, we've all thought about it.
To cook and eat, you're saying.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Hunt, kill, like you catch them all, I mean, and then rather than treat them as pets and then murder.
Do you guys take turns wearing ridiculous goggles? Or like,
No.
Just, this is mine. This is just me.
Pete taking the night on the roast.
I'm actually kind of shocked you skipped past the whole Pokemon thing because I'm super interested about this.
Pete, if you need goggles, I'll get you goggles.
Oh, thanks, man.
He does.
Sweet. 100%. What Pete needs is more accessories.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of my Punisher corner, dude.
You're making fun of him wearing goggles. You have slippers here.
The Punisher slippers.
Well, on your feet. They're arranged in some sort of odd shrine.
It's a Punisher shrine, yeah.
And you
Matt also has slippers on, so it works.
Yeah.
Hey, look, these are my lazy shoes.
Wow, you're the Pete.
Oh, hold on.
I am the Pete.
Was it just purely which tastes the most delicious, or could you dress them up or cook them?
Oh, no, it was how you cook them.
Yeah.
My answer was a Kobe Toros.
Okay.
Oh. And I went with a Gyarados. I think a Gyarados, a sashimi Gyarados.
You know, really? I don't know. I feel like a Gyarados would be kind of stringy.
No, I feel like it's the perfect kind of sushi.
Why?
Right there.
Wouldn't you want to murder Pikachu and eat that?
Because
who eats a fucking rat?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Listen,
Pikachu's a rat.
I didn't even think about that until
you shouted it. You've probably eaten a couple.
Yeah, I know, true.
That's very
true.
That's a weird idea.
And I think, what was the other one? Well, we were talking about...
we went through so many.
Venusaur and Bulbasaur were a good, like, healthy option kind of thing.
We ended up settling on, you could probably smoke and get high off of a Ghastly.
Yes. So,
less sustenance.
Yeah. So basically, I saw a bunch of, like, hypothetical situations. Most recently... we figured out what a wrestling league of video game characters would be like. Like, Kratos would definitely be the Undertaker. We also introduced Boo as, like, this kind of, like, heel to the league kind of thing. So it's me, Chris here, our other co-host, Ryan Bobble, who couldn't make it tonight. We basically get together and, you know, whatever you think is a good hypothetical for video games, let's rant about it.
Yeah, we did one on, like, the Avengers, because Infinity War came out.
Yes,
we were like,
we made a video game Avengers. It was great.
Hagar was our Hulk.
Mike Hagar was our Hulk from Final Fight. It was amazing. So
Charizard Carpaccio.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were just sitting there. Time, you've been checked out.
He was dead silent.
Very
I knew there was something going on in there. And
you're all
going
to have an answer by the end of this night. And I know.
Now, you're all going to have an answer.
You're all going to have an answer. So, yeah.
Have some fucking answers, you guys.
I'm starving.
So you played a lot of video games. One thing that weirdly has not crossed over very well is comic books and video games.
A little bit.
But we still have a bunch of them coming out soon.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite comic book video game? Comic book based video game.
I've always been a fan. I forget. It feels bad. Like, I love it, but I forget the name. Was the Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I think it was called.
That was
always something really fun. Yeah. It was a multiplayer game. It was an RPG game. One of the greatest jokes that we have is
Juggernaut.
Because you could pick villains and heroes, and I picked the Juggernaut because he was big and strong. I like to play those characters. And I accidentally grabbed a friend of ours who was Wolverine, not knowing I could throw Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
So I threw Wolverine off a cliff. And killed him in the middle of the game. And that just became a recurring theme for, like, the last, I'd say, 12 years. Juggernaut.
Wow.
But Ultimate Alliance, I think, was my favorite game. I am stoked for the Spider-Man game coming out next month.
Yeah.
Everything about that one looks amazing.
My answer was Superman 64.
Superman Prime is very excited for this game.
Answer, right?
You can leave now.
Leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Spider-Man PS4 game, because I definitely see that popping up on my feed, but frankly, being the father of two children, I don't have a lot of time to...
You don't have to look at us when
Jesus
you say that.
Yeah.
Or wait, are we the kids?
Yeah, are we the kids?
wait.
Don't look at us.
I gotta make these two assholes
wait. So 2-1-0. Okay, I got it. Cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't play video games as often as I used to, and I certainly don't pay attention to video game news as much as I'd like to, as much as I did like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I know this game is a big deal, but what is the big deal about it? Why are people so excited?
Well, I mean, I think they completely mapped New York City, right? Yeah. You can probably find this very building in Spider-Man, and it might
Man, I gotta tell you, I did the same thing with the Google Maps on my phone. impress me more.
Can you Google Map as Spider-Man flipping around, shooting webs, and throwing sass?
I think the biggest draw is that it's from Insomniac Games, who've done Ratchet and Clank and a bunch of other things that are like super popular for the gaming community. Everything that they've shown so far has been...
Dad's having a beer.
Dad cracked a cold one while I was talking about games.
Dad time now. Yeah,
Dad don't know much about your video games.
And Dad don't care. Dad beer. Got beer.
And let me just say, Alex hasn't been drinking for dry July for 2 months. So yeah. You're going to get... I'm going to find the moment when I'm like, he's drunk.
Fucked up.
Can I join you on that? Like, we'll get the two sides?
Exactly.
I had a centimeter of beer, so you shut up.
Good thing it's being recorded.
You get a cocky attitude.
Yeah. I think the big deal is that it's from Insomniac, which is one of the biggest developers in the industry right now. They've been making amazing games for years. It looks incredible. You had Langston Belton on last week, who's a friend of ours. He got to play at San Diego Comic-Con. He would not stop telling me how amazing that game was. I pre-ordered it. I can't wait to play it. But it kind of fills its own universe in terms of Spider-Man, but at the same time takes from the comic books and makes it feel original classic. As a matter of fact, that Spider-Man is going to be in Spider-Geddon. It's a big deal. They're doing this whole big event in the fall, a whole crossover multiverse, and the PS4 Spider-Man is going to be a part of that story. So,
Boothman Prime, you are a big fan of this game. I know you've been posting about it.
I'm very excited about
it. It's awesome, right?
It looks amazing. What it looks like is they did this series of Batman games.
Yeah, it's like playing Arkham Asylum.
The Arkham Asylum games. Yeah. And those games were amazing because they basically took like the animated series Batman as like a primer. It's the same writers.
It was Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, they got all the people from that series and just kind of ran away with it. And it was amazing. It was so full of detail.
Well, the other thing you just mentioned, that they're tying it into the comics, there's a lot of talk about the differences between the Marvel divisions and how film is kind of off doing its own thing.
Yeah.
But the gaming division, for the most part, it's the way that I understand it, is in the same building, or at least has an editor in the same building as Marvel Comics.
Yeah,
right?
They've kind of been very hand-in-hand with the comics. But I feel at the same time a lot of things are also... I feel the MCU has been the only exception to the rule. If you look at Sony's Into the Spider-Verse coming out in the fall,
it looks like
the end of the year, they're showing everything that all different Spider-Man universe. I mean, John Mulaney's playing Spider-Ham.
I am so excited to hear that.
Oh, man.
See? We got applause right there for that one. I'm with you, sir.
Nick Cage is Spider-Man Noir in that kind of situation. Wow.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you guys a question. If you could cook and eat one Spider-Man, which one would it be?
I mean, obviously the answer would be Spider-Ham. Because it's poor.
That's too easy. Oh, I was going to say Scarlet Spider.
Spider-Ham's off the table.
Spider-Ham's off the table.
I said Scarlet Spider.
I would go with...
Because I get a sweet denim vest afterwards.
I would go...
smart. Nice. That's a good way to think about your dinner. It's a meal and fashion. Come on, guys.
I would go with anti-venom. I would cook
anti-venom.
Yeah, because it would heal me as I... It's the most...
Do you have a venom in you?
Well, I mean, if there's anything wrong with me, it's going to heal me after I eat it.
Right, that's true.
Nice.
You know, it's the most medicinal meal.
Oh.
great answer. I'd get some of that clone meat.
Pete's going to eat that. Pete's going to eat Jameson. Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
What was that?
Ben Reilly?
Yeah, Ben Reilly meat. Yeah.
Yep. Wait, Ben Reilly or Kane are we talking about?
Kane's meat's fun.
That's definitely a pun sandwich at Comic-Con. It's a pastrami sandwich, but it's like Ben Rye.
Oh, it's a pun,
What about you? You love food.
I do love food. Maybe like a Spider-Man noir or something like that.
Ooh, edgy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right? Sort of like Dangerous D. Dark. You have to cut it just the right way.
There's a jazz saxophone.
Like they only serve it to you in a back alley.
Yeah. You have to wear a fedora and talk about it while 100%. You eat it kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're smoking while you're eating it. It's great.
Yeah. The best way to enjoy any food.
Where can people check out Vacant Gazing?
So you can find Vacant Podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, really. We're everywhere.
We're also on vacantgazing.com. He kind of skipped over that major factor point right there.
You have a website.
We have a website called vacantgazing.com. We write articles and reviews. The podcast is our big draw. We have a Twitch channel going up Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, we're starting Twitch.
Oh, shit. We're
basically going to do an exclusive series for Twitch where we're all learning how to play competitive video games. Chris here is terrible
at first-person shooters.
At first-person shooters, so
and many things.
Well, I was trying to help you.
That's why I said it.
but so we're gonna make him play Overwatch.
Oh, my God. They had the, I don't know if you guys were there, they had the Overwatch finals.
I couldn't afford the tickets.
Yeah, we weren't going to go.
So I live right by the Barclays Center, and every once in a while they'll have some sort of enormous video games finals there. I don't think there's anything more terrifying to me, because I'm like you. I'm terrible at games like that. I just cannot play them. And the idea that I somehow might accidentally, in like a hilarious set of circumstances, wander by the Barclays Center, fall into the Barclays Center, and be forced to play one of these games is a nightmare.
It's that thing where it's like, somebody twist their thumb and they can't make it. We need a ringer. And then they just pull you off the street.
Wait a second. You're saying you have a legit fear and anxiety about...
Yes.
Walking past the Barclays Center.
Well, I don't know. Where
and
somebody...
all of a sudden, you're stuck playing Overwatch on like a big like wizard type situation.
How this happened?
100%. Well, okay. I don't know if you know, but I host a weekly comic book talk show. Right?
Okay, great. So, okay, what are you talking about?
I think like people expect a certain level of nerdery from you, and Overwatch and understanding what's going on with Overwatch, let alone being
I'm a huge gamer, and even I can't follow up with Overwatch.
Yeah,
it's like... Wait, but are you saying would you share the same fear? Let me just say, this is a modern man afraid of being stuck playing a video game.
I wouldn't share the fear.
It's the equivalent of being up in front of the class.
I wouldn't share the fear.
Just in your underwear.
Yeah, I wouldn't share.
Oh, you only play this game in your underwear?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, that's why it's
like
Overwatch.
A nightmare right there.
Yeah. Wait, it's a pun on underwear.
I'm pretty sure they played. I thought they played the game in their underwear.
No, they don't. They don't.
Damn.
They actually have jerseys you can buy and everything too.
Well, so you're Donald Ducking.
I wouldn't be afraid, but my mindset, if I was at the Barclays and like, you need to play this game, I was like, wow, how desperate are you? That's my mindset. Like,
like
you ran out that many people, you came to me to help you out. Okay, cool.
At least you're on the list.
I'd be confused because I thought there'd be a lot of like paperwork and stuff you have to go through first.
But that's kind of like, it's an exclusive series for Twitch called The Vacant Combine. Chris is going to start learning how to play first-person shooters.
Terrible at it.
I'm terrible at card games, so I'm going to start playing Hearthstone. I'm terrible at card games.
Yeah.
Ryan Bobble, our other co-host, is really bad at strategy games, so I'm going to make him play Heroes of the Storm, and I'm afraid he's going to break my computer.
He's going to throw a controller.
He's going to throw a controller, that's basically what we're doing on Twitch. It's going to launch on this weekend, right? Friday or
that's
Saturday.
Great. I don't remember.
We're free.
You guys are a super team. You all have your strengths and weaknesses.
We're a team.
Or you all have your weaknesses.
Yeah.
It's mostly weaknesses. I think I'm good at like two things. And
don't say them both at the same time.
I was going to say, which Pokemon to eat is one of them.
Oh, you lead with your strengths. Smart.
Yeah.
100%.
That's great. And let's watch out, because the Nets might be playing tonight. Alex might walk by.
They might play basketball.
There's no rule against me playing basketball.
Listen. Are you a good power forward?
Across the Islanders' ice, it's Alex Salmon. Coming
scored.
In at right wing.
Can I buy your jersey right now or do I have to wait?
What?
Can I buy your jersey right now or do I have to wait?
It's a terrible jersey. It's like half ripped and very dirty. We're going to move on with our next section, which we'd like to call the stack.
Yeah.
All right. And in the stack, we're going to talk about a couple of comic books that came out this week. Let's kick it off with Weapon Lost, number 4.
Weapon
part of the Hunt
Lost.
For Wolverine from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Now, Wolverine is lost. He is the Weapon Lost. There's a bunch of teams out looking for him. This, of course, is the best team because it's got Cypher on it. Oh, everybody's favorite.
It's fucked up that it's called Weapon Lost. It should be Friend Lost.
Yeah.
If I was right, that's what it would
be. It's nice to see so many people care about Wolverine, that there are all these teams out looking for him.
I don't think they care.
That important.
No, he's that big of a deal. If they find Wolverine and they find out what they were calling the mission to find him, it's like, oh, is that what I am to you? I'm just a weapon? Really?
That's what I'm saying. He's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think about this book, other than it including the best character of all time?
I'm very much enjoying this. Usually I don't like the pre-events before the big event, but I'm very much enjoying this.
How do you even tell anymore?
That's true. There's so
good
many
point.
Events. Like, you know, it's like
everything
all
Marvel's
big...
just an event waiting for another event. Yeah, this point.
Just Infinity
is.
Wars, yeah. Prime,
if you think
Prime,
this event's
Alpha
cool,
Prime.
Wait to the next one. Oh, man.
Every day's an event.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Super deep. Cool. Did you want to shout any more shit at me, or can I finish talking?
No.
I do it out of love.
I'm sorry. I feel like this conversation is lost.
Oh. Allow me to decipher it.
please do.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think this is a cool team that they put together, an unusual team. I like this grouping, and we kind of find out a little bit about Wolverine in this finally.
Well, we find out a lot about Wolverine, or at least we think we found out a lot. So it's Daredevil, Misty Knight, Cypher, and dude with glowy eyes who's an Inhuman who I forget the name of.
Right. He just has a regular name. Like
glowy.
Yeah, he's the dude with the flying car.
But they're all good characters. The series has been very good by Charles Soule, who is the main architect behind the event. So it seems like this is probably a little more crucial than a lot of the other titles, as Wolverine has, as we mentioned, been lost. But they find out that he's been working as an assassin, I guess?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doing a lot of murder.
Sure. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, Wolverine's always been doing murder. That's kind of...
Sanctioned
murder.
That's the
It was X-Men murder.
He seems much angrier in this.
Well, sometimes, you know, he gets his, it's mind control if somebody takes over him and ends up...
He's also really grumpy.
Here's the weirder part about this, is that they find out what's going on with Wolverine. They're like, well, we found Wolverine. He's an evil assassin. Time to go
Next
home.
Next case. I agree.
The end.
It's not called Return Wolverine. Or
right.
Weapon Return or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the next issue after these miniseries wrap up, is they have the Return of Wolverine. It feels like it should be leading up to something more.
I feel like this is one of those series. This whole thing with the weapons loss and everything, Hunt for Wolverine, I feel like is one of those things where Marvel went, we'll spread it across, like, four series, and everyone will love it. And then there's one intern going like, I don't know if four series is a good idea.
Oh, wow. The trusted intern.
Yes. I will say these have all been well done. They've been enjoyable.
I've been reading this one a little bit. I've been reading more about the Iron Man story because I'm a very big fan of the New Avengers.
Right.
I do not like the fact that Luke Cage got an armor with a fucking gold spike ball because, let's give him the most, like, blitzy fucking armor possible kind of thing. That's been the one I've been reading about most. I like what they've been doing Daredevil because it's felt very more espionage for the character.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, if you don't read all four, and this has been a problem with Marvel for years, where it's like, hey, we're going to tell a story in five different pieces. If you don't read all five pieces, you're SOL.
Well, I don't think that's the case here because these four series I feel like aren't essential to the story of Wolverine coming back.
Well, this almost reminds me a bit of like after Batman Metal, DC did the
No Justice.
No Justice was the different teams. I almost feel like it's a vehicle of like, hey, let's see what kind of like fun character teams we could put together.
Yeah,
you might not always see them in the same place at the same time. So let's see how they interact. Let's see what we can write. And
where's Cypher? Where's he been? What's he up to? They get a lot of fans.
Who cares? Put him with Deadpool and Misty Knight.
Yeah,
I'm also a big fan of Misty Knight. I feel like I kind of said this to you earlier is that I feel like the Daughters of the Dragons are going to save Iron Fist season 2 on Netflix.
That could be.
So I really...
Someone's hoping.
Yeah, clap. There you go.
I got to think that really the rest of the Marvel Universe up until this series has been Cypher lost.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a straight question because you make fun of me. I know it seemed like
it's
I was joking,
years.
But I love Cypher. Cypher is legitimately my favorite
we know
X-Men
that.
Character. I'm telling the audience
really?
That is over here.
No, they know.
Oh, shit.
There's not. I know you can't see them because of the lights, but they're there.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, just put on your goggles.
Oh, God.
They're night vision. It's all blurry now.
I thought this was a great Cypher story. I like what they did with the character. I thought it was really interesting throughout. Asking you guys honestly, what did you think about Cypher in this story?
I think just
know that if you say something bad, it's going to break my heart.
Oh, my God. I can't disappoint Dad.
Don't disappoint Dad.
Look at that face.
He's been drinking. We can't make him angry.
Daddy's
it's for that time.
No, I actually thought Cypher is one of my least favorite characters, and I liked the choices that they made with this character.
Yeah!
And it was actually enjoyable to kind of see the struggle, because he has been struggling,
He's
which I really
He's addicted to the internet,
yeah.
which I think you identify with.
I feel
with.
Yes.
Like they made this character more like you.
I love
easy,
it.
Easy. He doesn't really see it as clearly as we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is like a
Admitting
character
it
that's like
step.
Some messed up dude who's constantly on the internet all day. How hard horrible would that be?
Yeah, exactly. They just
I don't
can't.
Know. I mean, did somebody like then create a job out of it and then a couple podcasts to justify their habit?
This is getting real.
Has two
this is getting
screens
real
in front
right
of
now.
Him all day long. One with four Twitter columns constantly going, and another one with some video and chats.
I guess really, Alex is lost.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
All right, let's do this. Come on.
Adventures of the Super Sons, number one from DC Comics.
Yes, I was reading.
The Super Sons series, in case you didn't pick it up, was delightful. It was by Patrick Gleason and Peter J. Tomasi, about young Superboy and young Robin, Damian Wayne, teaming up. Definitely opposites, but they solved a lot of crimes together.
Yeah.
Really fun series. We thought it was going away. Turns out it's coming back in a 12-issue maxi series. How'd you feel about this one, Justin?
I love this series. I was a huge fan of that whole run and just that time, that Superman era where he and Lois were married and they had a son. They lived in the farmhouse. And Bendis has taken over, and that's all sort of gone away. So this is existing in a bubble before Bendis took over and after the last Super Sons series ended. And it's super fun. These characters are a great combo of hard-ass Damian Wayne and plucky young Superboy. It's so fun. I love it.
Yeah, I'm very happy that DC smartly brought this back because the first series did so well and was so popular. And yeah, they did a great job of like amping it up, and the fact that we got the kind of young Legion of Doom.
Yes.
If you would have told me that, I might have rolled my eyes, but seeing it, I was
Muppet
like, this
Babies
is awesome.
Of Evil. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly what I saw.
It's great. I mean, that was I love this series too, because it's there's something just really simple about just like an odd couple thing, but then you couch it in like, oh, it's Batman and Superman, but then even further, it's Batman and Superman, but kids.
Superboy.
So their personalities are like heightened even more.
Superboy is probably one of the best characters DC's put out in the past decade.
Superboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love.
He's so earnest and like sweet. Yeah. It's
and Damian's such a little dick, but it's so
fun. He's such an asshole.
It's like but he's always been an asshole.
Well, I feel like Damian's thing was like he saw Batman but never actually interacted with him. He goes, no, I know how that guy is.
Well, because so he
just mimicked it.
He also,
like a kid.
Yeah, but he also interacted with like Dick Grayson when he was Batman, which was honestly one of the best pairs ever.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that time. That was good.
Like Dick Grayson and Damian Wayne was too short of a run.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing where this run of Super Sons goes because like
and even Muppet Babies,
yeah, it's like literally a tiny Legion of Doom shows up, and you're just like, yeah, I'm on board, man. You sold me. I'll buy the next. Come on, bring them. Keep it going.
Yeah,
got him.
Then you compare that to Justice League going now with the Legion of Doom. What they're doing is like so heavy and like kind of.
So
very complicated.
Dense. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then it's like, oh, here's like a little kid version.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Children.
Why is a 9-year-old bald?
Let's move on with Astonishing X-Men number 14, also from Marvel Comics. Now, this is a new run on the title by Matthew Rosenberg and Greg Land, with Havoc picking up a new team starting as of last issue. Slowly, they're working their way together. I think this title is great.
So fun.
Yeah, it's surprised how much I love this.
It's very different from when Charles Soule was on the title, which was a little headier, a little bigger in terms of the action. This is basically treating Havoc as the sad sack of the X-Men, trying to get together a sad team, and nobody wants to be on it.
He's sort of like the Hawkeye of like 5 years
That's
ago.
That's a great way of putting it.
He's like a fuck-up, and he ropes Beast into being on his team, ruins Beast's job. Warpath shows up. He's like, I'm supposed to watch you. They try to get Dazzler, and she's like, I'll join your X-Men team. He's like, we're not actually an X-Men team. We're a bunch of fuck-ups. Colossus just got left at the altar, and he's wasted through this whole issue. It's very fun.
I'm going to hold back a rant on that one. I'm going to hold back a rant on that one, by the way.
On what?
Because in my head, I was like, all right, cool. So Marvel and DC both did the same thing at the same time. That kind of like...
So you're talking about Colossus and Kitty Pryde didn't get married, and Batman and Catwoman didn't get married.
Yeah.
They did it in different ways.
But yeah, people aren't getting married.
Okay, getting left at the altar, no matter what different ways, still getting left.
Pete, did you get married?
I didn't get married.
See, two people didn't get married at the same time.
I'm sorry for both of you. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? What's going on right now?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it was done in...
It was done better in Marvel than DC, in my opinion.
No, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
Dude, I thought
I was
the realization that if I love this person, I'm going to ruin things for Gotham. Like, I can't ruin Batman for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
It took a big person to be like, I'm not going to piss
you off. No, what? She was manipulated by Bane.
Well, that's the bigger picture, but I mean, yeah. I mean, like,
I mean, if you just want to get into facts and shit.
Well, it seemed like she was doing it for Batman.
Sure. Yeah. There are two wedding plot lines, two broken weddings that happened at the same time, and I think that's fine, but I do think they were treated very differently.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm always like, really, we're going to do this?
I think it was a coincidence, though. I don't think it was purely orchestrated. It would be very odd that it would be orchestrated that way.
It would be a bigger coincidence if Batman and Catwoman didn't get married, and then Nightwing and Batgirl are like, we'll do it instead.
Yeah, that would be a whole thing.
That would have been cool.
But I will say the honeymoon with Gambit and Rogue has been really good, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's been delightful.
Back to this book, I was really impressed with the action and the over-the-top choices. So enjoyable.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's great having Banshee back, even though Banshee is basically a corpse at this point, which is delightful. The whole...
Yeah.
So you find corpses delightful? Is that what you just said?
I do. Have you ever been to a cemetery?
Funeral homes.
Have you ever been there?
Where?
To a cemetery.
Yeah, it's so fun.
They let you do a weekend at Birdie's. You walk in and you're like, can I do a weekend at Birdie's?
What cemetery have you gone to?
I don't think they do.
What cemetery have you gone to?
Whose grandmother did you defile?
All I do is I go in there, play a little Jamaican music, and they start dancing like that, and it's all sweet. That's a weekend at Birdie's, too. That's extra.
Deep breath, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to one last title that you wanted to talk about.
I just want to talk about this book real fast, The Highest House from IDW, written by Mike Carey. If you like some great just fantasy, it's about a character who, a kid who is plucked out of being a peasant, and he is brought into this place, the highest house, the castle that rules the land. He meets this dark god that is a literal stone in the bottom of the castle, and it's just a really well done, it reminds you of like a Harry Potter situation, but with a more of a darker edge, like super fun.
Well, this is by the same team who worked on The Unwritten, which was another Harry Potter riff.
Yeah.
And that was phenomenal as well. So definitely,
I love the art style for this one. So.
Yeah, the art is great.
It's really good. It's an oversized book, so it looks beautiful. I've been really enjoying it. Definitely check it out.
All right, very cool. That's
it
for the stack.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move on to our next section, which is my favorite section because I get to come out to you guys, my best friends in the entire world.
Nice.
Yeah.
For better than them.
Questions. They're all right.
Well,
They're his kids.
These are his
friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
It's dad time now.
It's dad time.
So raise your hand to ask a question. You're going to get some free comics. I saw your hand up first, sir. Why don't you come on down?
Nice.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hey, buddy.
What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Corey.
What's up, Corey?
Nice.
Hi, Corey.
Hey everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I have a question for the guys from Vacant Gazing.
Oh, yes. God.
Okay.
Oh,
boy.
You guys talked about eating Pokemon.
Yes.
Are any of you into sushi?
100%. I pick Gyarados. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, I will eat most kinds of sushi.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the raw, like, even if it's just like, oh, it's a raw piece of squid.
Was your question if we eat sushi? Is that what it is?
Well, no. None of you thought about eating a Magikarp?
I feel like I'd wait for it to become a Gyarados.
Well, that takes a long time. We talked about this.
We had this topic in the conversation. We had this conversation topic, I should say.
Well, yeah, I know it's a fish, but there are other fish, but you can eat a Goldeen.
You want to eat a dragon instead of a fish?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
would you not eat a dragon, Corey?
We equated it to like catching Alaskan king crab, where it's like the act of catching it is super dangerous, but it's sort of a weird delicacy.
Dead or alive is playing while we're catching a Gyarados.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a live comment thread on your podcast.
Yeah, exactly
I feel like he brought up,
I do have to defend myself.
I feel like this is an attack, and I'm a little offended.
Great question, Ed.
Great question, bye.
Yeah, he's correct,
though. We love you, Corey.
I got to be honest, you got to eat the Magikarp first. The Gyarados is bad.
No, you got to eat the Magikarp to appreciate it.
All right, raise your hand. You, sir, what's your name? What's your question?
Well, I presume you all tried Psyduck a l'Orange.
No, we did not.
We tried Golduck.
Great.
That's what it was.
Great one.
Yes.
That's very good.
Yes.
See, everyone talks about it.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, got two questions. First, the simple one, your favorite goggles in comics or video games?
Great.
The second one, you talk about video games based on comics, and certainly there have been comics based on video games. I've read, you know, the Overwatch ones, for example. What are either a comic book that's not had a video game or a video game that's not had a comic book that you think really should have one?
Great stuff.
I I have one because I actually have thought about
this.
So
for video game goggles.
Yeah, you answer the goggle question because I have no answer to this.
This is actually very
The best answer. Starman has the best goggles, and that's
100%. Damn you.
Let me be honest. Because
you literally just
goggles.
Said what I was thinking about. So
yeah, I mean, are you just into steampunk? Is that why you wear the goggles?
Am I wearing a fucking top hat?
The goggles are really bothering Pete, and let me say he's not wearing a top hat, but he could be.
No, I'm not wearing a top. Do I look like the, you know, fucking 18th century?
You seem defensive about it, but the goggles are a gateway drug to a top hat. It's a gateway to a top hat.
All of a sudden, you're wearing
that.
You've got just a big leather trench coat and a clockwork watch and a pistol.
I have a support network that will stop me from getting that far.
No, we won't.
I don't think so. Come on, you don't even have laces on your shoes. You're halfway there.
Damn it. Your shoes will have cogs before they have laces. Damn it.
There's buckles glowing on those things right now.
Damn it. To answer your other question, because actually I did think about this.
Well played, sir.
I would actually really love to see a like Hellblazer game. Very much in the style of like Bloodborne or Dark Souls, really, really just kind of fucked up and weird. But you're playing this very sort of a supernatural, kind of investigative, not quite as fighting stuff with a giant sword, but like make it really dark and weird and just really grotesque and dig into the hell bit.
I've always
or a Hellboy one. Same thing.
You just literally just said what I was going to say.
You're welcome.
I've literally always felt something that would be really awesome would be if Telltale Games, who have done The Walking Dead,
and a Batman.
Borderlands, and a Batman. The Batman series was really good. If they did a Hellboy, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Especially for like the whole Bureau and things in that investigation. One character who I feel is, given the technology of current consoles, I feel like a Green Lantern game is
that would be fun.
A Green Lantern game is long, long overdue.
They'd fuck it up, and you could only play as Guy Gardner.
Yeah, they would find a way to mess it up.
No, it'd be like Ryan Reynolds presents and, Green Lantern game.
And some,
and he's like, "I'm sorry too."
Yeah.
We saw this back. I feel like
a Hellboy game would be great if it would Telltale's handled it or someone like that. Otherwise, I feel like Saga.
Saga as Fable?
Well, Fable would be a good series, but Saga...
There is a Fables game.
There is Telltale did a Fables game.
A sequel,
The Wolf Within.
Yeah, that was great.
It was amazing. But I feel like Saga would be a great story and universe to do a video game.
That's fun.
Yeah. Especially for that plot twist. I'm sorry. That blew my mind, the last issue of Saga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap. So
my answer, hyper-specific, it would be a classic, like, Final Fantasy III-style Age of Apocalypse RPG.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'd like, play the hell out of that.
With the 16-bit and the turn-based thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on board.
Like, 16-bit music,
four
too?
Four characters just, like, on one side of the screen. You make their choices. You bump up against the guys. It's all the Age of Apocalypse characters.
You got a very grumpy, like, Wolverine with one arm. Just very angry. I love it.
You have different teams that you play as. That's my shit.
Nice. Pete, what about you?
So, Pete, video games are like board games.
Yeah, video games are like...
They're like board games on TV.
There's a Pete, thing called a controller. Remember Pong?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my answer is I love the X-Men game at the arcade where you could be all the different players, which was so much fun. Yeah. Thank you, whoever did that.
That was the one right here, but...
But it would be Double Dragon style with the X-Men characters.
All right, yeah.
I was making fun of you for being old, but my answer was basically the oldest answer possible also. So let me just own up to that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I love their... Have they ever made a Punisher game?
No.
I think they did.
I would love to see a Punisher...
They did. I think it was on PS2 and it was terrible.
Okay, well, I'd love to see a Punisher game... In the style of Pokemon Go. So you get to walk around the neighborhood, really interact with stuff other players.
You get to kill
other
players.
I think that would be really fun and responsible.
Would the gyms be like drug cartels houses or something? Like that?
Yeah, 100%.
No, it would be all super fun until you went to a picnic in the park. And then it would be super fucked up.
Yeah.
So stay out of the park and
Don't go to a fair, you know, a merry-go-round.
You can unlock things with jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, God.
That's pretty cool. Great question.
About your RPG again.
Yeah.
Let's get another question. Any other questions from the crowd? Absolutely anybody. You, sir, what's your name? What's your question?
Hey, I'm Matt.
What's up, Matt?
I want to know on the podcast, has Pete ever told a guest to fuck off before?
Great question. We get that question a lot. Usually afterwards when the guest is like, does he say that to everybody? Or is
I feel special. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Almost every episode.
But honestly, it's happening more often.
That's the only reason why I came on, to be honest with you.
Well, sweet t-shirt, by the way, dude.
Like we said, you're the P of your podcast.
I am the P of this podcast.
Two people coexist in one space.
Right. Like whatever you guys do, don't
surly
touch.
And bearded, respect.
Yeah, yeah, they're like beta fish.
Yeah, you'll do some sort of time cop thing if you touch. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's weird. The goggles are slowly moving to Pete's.
I think Pete's just jealous of the goggles.
Moving to his head. Want,
I got glasses. I can put them on if you want to take the goggles. So.
I don't want to take them. I don't know what the fuck they are or what you do with
you
them.
Seem legit threatened by the goggles.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Pete knows if he puts on the goggles, it's top hat city.
He has seen the darkness in his heart, and he knows it's a steampunk. It's a very Batman Hush situation going on.
It is
going to
be a Pete lost straight up.
That's what's going on right now. So
I think we can take one more question. You, sir, right there, come on all the way down here, and you're going to get some free comics. What's your name? What's your question?
I am Darkseid.
Hi, Darkseid.
Oh, wow. Hey, Pablo.
Hi, Uncle.
Hello, Pete. I don't know. I don't know. You just Pokemon Go, that Pokemon thing, and just
you're thinking about which one you'd eat, right?
No.
Oh, well, why not?
You should be.
I've never seen Pokemon the same way again. That dude.
You're welcome.
Just said that, yes.
We're buffet. Glad to help.
We open doors at Vacant Gazing. I'm sorry.
Oh boy. would you ever explore Pokemon Go in real life, in real time?
So, like, if Pokemon was real, would I become a Pokemon master?
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I hope. Okay, so being honest with myself for a second, I absolutely would be 100% gung-ho, be like, yeah, Professor Oak, give me a goddamn Charmander. Let's do this. Let's roll out and go. And
oh, then am
the
I the Gary to you?
Beaten, well, what?
Am I the Gary to you? Because I would pick a Squirtle in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like the dynamic we just
Squirtle
have.
For
so,
life,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
I would definitely pick a Charmander. Yeah. I feel like I would be so ready to go, and the second I catch like a Rattata in the field outside my house, and then get beat up by a girl with a Butterfree, I would go home and cry.
See, I feel like
I would pack it in.
I feel like I'm eager to do it because like I'd get my first starter Pokemon and then go out into the world. But we live in Jersey City, so our world is just like bugs and rat Pokemon, and then when I get to like the wilds, it's like, oh shit, there's a bear.
Also, the gym trainer is probably a drug dealer.
Yeah, that no, there's no doubt about that. He lives on the corner of our apartment. That's where our gym is. But yeah, I'd get my ass kicked in the wild.
But I would try. I would say that.
All right, fair enough.
I think I would try my best too. You guys wouldn't. You wouldn't do it.
I raise real animals to fight. In my
Michael
life.
Vick. So. Michael Vick. That's a
no, they don't fight other
That's
animals.
That's a dated reference.
I raise them
and
to
I actually, I sneak into his house and feed them candy until they evolve. Yeah. So far, that hasn't happened, but I'm hopeful.
All right. If you people evolve,
more fun question. Pete, would you do it?
I have no fucking idea what you guys are talking about.
You see,
you guys are like, oh shit, Charizard and fucking. I'm like, I don't.
You see, you're not that much older than us, man. Like, what's going on?
What's that?
You're not that much older than us, dude.
I know, but I just, like, you know, the Pokemon.
Were you that kid where you're like fuck it, I have a Sega, I have a Genesis, I'm going to do this shit.
Yeah, okay. I did have a Sega Genesis.
I did too. I'm in a Game Gear, that's what I was talking about. So.
Leave him alone, he's a Snorlax.
All right.
I don't know what that's.
He's adorable.
I don't know if that's
an insult
thing
that
or,
Pete doesn't understand.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. We do have one more.
Bless you.
See, it's contagious.
It's contagious.
Wow. You just go after Beery and Snorlax, and you're like a worse Pokemon.
I just straight up have a nose.
Sneezlax?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. We actually have one more question. Now, through our Patreon, we have a secret Slack.
It's not a secret. You just have to join.
Yeah.
You just got to pay them.
I wanted to make it sound
it's
cool.
It's a bad secret because we talk about it a lot.
It's secret if you don't pay them.
Now, so we have our Patreon at patreon.com/comicbookclub. We have a Slack that our Patreon members are on. It's actually a lot of fun, and you guys should come hang out. Come to our Slack.
We have a Slack, too. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's only for people who write for us.
Yeah, me. Anyway, we had a question that came from the Slack today. This is from Primetime Pauly G on our secret Slack.
Cool.
He says, I have an obvious question for tonight that I wanted to ask the Dennis Calero show, but I couldn't make it. If Comic Book Club was named as the new casting directors for the next James Bond movie, but you could only cast actors from the TV shows that you podcast about, who would you cast as who? Feel free to cast the classic Bond roles, Bond villain, henchman, Bond's friend, MQ, Moneypenny, Bond girls, 1, 2, 3, etc., or switch things up if you want.
A really deep question.
Very specific question. So it's based on the shows we watch four podcasts we do.
Right,
so
which are just Cloak and Dagger, Krypton, Legion, Riverdale,
American Gods,
Preacher. I think that covers
it. That's got two hands. How many podcasts do you have?
Too many. Yeah. But what do you think? Who would you cast? I think I'm going to throw out one. Oh, you're going to throw out one, Pete?
Yeah, I'm going to say Tulip as James Bond.
Nice.
Ruth Naga from Preacher as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. I was going to go with Dan Stevens from Legion as James Bond. Is that too obvious because he's British?
Yes. A little bit, but it's okay. I get where you're going with it.
All right.
You guys.
I'm going to go American Gods. The guy that plays Shadow Moon is named Ricky Whittle, I believe.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think he'd be a great James Bond.
American Gods is an amazing series. I love it. Yeah. I was actually going to say Odin should be Q.
What?
Odin should be Q.
Ian McShane.
Oh, is
that's
Q.
Great. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think that'd be an awesome Q right there. Yeah.
He'd be a good M, though.
I was going to say...
Can he be every role in the movie? Can you just do an Ian McShane Bond movie?
I was going to say Aubrey Plaza as M.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay, all right. Choice. They cast her as a complete reimagine of the character for Legion, right? Huh. So... make her James Bond. Fuck it. She could do it.
Yeah. I'd also throw out Cole Sprouse, Jughead from Riverdale as Q might be kind of fun.
He's sort of like the guy playing Q.
100%.
Yeah. He looks like the guy.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheryl as Q would be fun.
Yeah. No.
Cheryl.
You know what? Let's just audition everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Tell you what. Next show, we're going to bring them all in.
Exactly.
And we'll run some lines.
It's like, I believe last week we auditioned Pete and the rest of us to take over Trivia.
Yeah.
To be the star of Trivia.
It was. I was kind of hopeful it wouldn't be Pete, but Pete won.
No, he actually ended up booking
Yeah. Speaking of which, it's time for our next section, which is Trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to, temporarily, I guess, Pete LePage.
To fill-in star. Of Trivia, Pete LePage.
All right, this is part we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free. Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand. Yes, you first, loud guy. Come on down.
Come on, first loud guy.
Come on over here.
All right, so how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question. Listen to all three possible answers. Get all three questions right. $25 yours. The good news is... Today's trivia is on these two a-holes. So
wait, these two a-holes or these two a-holes?
These two a-holes.
Oh, well,
I am excited for that.
So since you seem to know them, you should get this. So it should be fine.
I'm going to judge you a lot right now.
Okay. Question number one. Who created the website Vacant Gazing? Is it A, Matt, B, Chris, or is it C, The Goggles?
Wow. I'm going to say A, Matt.
A, Matt is correct.
Nice. Sure question is a combination of A and C, but we'll give it to you anyway.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. Chris gets paid to blank and not paid to do comedy. Is it A, construction, B, science, or is it C, make goggles?
These are very targeted questions.
So it's either
A
or B.
That's a legit question.
I'm going to say B, science.
That is correct.
Nice. The air got really salty in here right now.
That is actually true.
The air got really salty in here right now. I don't know.
And then for the last question, Ryan, one of the co-hosts and fan favorites, has a dream to own, is it A tequila distillery, B, a gym, or is it C, destroy all goggles? So is it A or is it B?
I feel like it's A because I feel like I've met this person.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. $25 free is yours, sir.
Congratulations.
I'm so confused right now. What's going on?
I'm just going to throw it out here. I don't know this guy you're talking about, but perhaps you could put a tequila distillery in a gym.
That's
the counterproductive gym, though, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Now I see. Fuck you. All right, guys.
Wow.
Now you see what I deal with.
That's the first time Zalbin told the guest to fuck off.
Dad told me glorious. To fuck off. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
It's too much. The guy sorry, was
I hate to say it, but Alex is drunk.
Yeah. First beer too much, you guys.
I knew
it's
it.
All good. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Catwoman number 2. I really like the first one, and I'm excited to see where the second one goes.
Justin, what about you?
I'm looking forward to Fantastic Four number 1.
Yes.
Is coming out tomorrow. I've been really loving the Marvel 2-in-1 lead up to this.
Yes.
And this series written by Dan Slott. Drawn by Sarah Pacelli. Looking forward to
now. Let me ask you: since you've been loving the 2-in-1 so much, you worried that this is not going to live up to?
I think it's going to be more of a Marvel 4-in-1.
Which is double.
That's twice as good.
That's huge.
There was a 2-in-1. Now there's 4.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
That's more than twice.
Also, mention we do a Wednesday morning podcast. It goes up every Wednesday at 9 a.m. where we do reviews. It's in the same Comic Book Club feed. We will have a review of Fantastic Four number 1.
Yeah.
Along with Sandman Universe number 1 and a bunch of other titles. So definitely check that out. I'm looking forward to Amazing Spider-Man number 3 from Marvel Comics is coming out. This run so far has been delightful and crazy, and it ended on an insane cliffhanger at the end of issue 2, where Spider-Man was facing down Peter Parker with no explanation.
Yeah.
You're it's like, great. Oh, what had that happen?
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to check it out. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
You guys, plug your stuff again. What should people check out?
So find the Vacant Podcast. Again, we're on Spotify and iTunes and wherever you get podcasts, whatever app you use to put them all together.
And your own website.
And we have a website that Matt will talk about now. We have a website called vacantgazing.com. That's where we put most of our articles and reviews. Thank you for the woo. We primarily focus on the articles and the podcast. We are putting up a Twitch channel this weekend, twitch.tv/vacant_gazing. Chris is going to start playing Overwatch and make an ass of himself.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Also, find us on any social media. It's Vacant Gazing or Vacant_gazing on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Twitter, we're on.
We're on Twitter.
Gazing.
We follow you guys, adorable trio of surly bastards that I love so much.
All right, we'll think about following you back.
Oh, sweet.
I appreciate that non-answer.
Sure question. Because you already do.
What a bunch of assholes. You guys have been big brothering these lovely guests for the whole time they've
been. It's a trick anyway because you guys already do follow us, so there you go.
Oh, God damn it. Too aggressive with my refollows.
Man, Dad's surly tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
Dad's
surly. It's all the devil's brew.
It's all that one beer.
Cool. I'm going to do something very similar.
Let me be honest. He didn't even finish it.
No, I
won't. Not even close.
Not even close. I'm going to do something very similar. Plug a bunch of our stuff right now. Patreon.com/comicbookclub. As we mentioned before, the show is free to listen to and free to come to, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do. If you're here in the theater and want to throw a couple of butts into that hat over there, that would be great. Or if you're listening at home, you can pledge the Patreon. As we mentioned, we got a Slack you get access through. You also get access to our entire back catalog. What are you doing?
It's a top hat.
The hat's on his head. The hat is on his head.
The goggles
are on Pete.
No.
As soon as I saw the hat, I knew what was going to happen.
God damn it.
For listeners, the top hat flew on to Matt's head, and the goggles flew on
to
Pete's
head. Just to mention real quick, for those of you listening at home, we're now on an airship somehow, flying by Big Ben, and people have... Vampires are firing.
Oh my God, everybody's made of brass.
No thanks.
handlebar mustaches as far as the
anyway,
eye can
see. Anyway, a couple of other things going on. We have a Preacher podcast, as we mentioned, Preacher Men, that is still running as the show is still running. We have plenty more podcasts you can check out as well. Pete, what do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about our amazing guests that we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Matt and Chris for being on the show.
Yeah.
Boothman Prime and the entire Boothman Corp. And most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Night, thanks for coming out.
Goggle up. Get on.